Hey everyone.
Welcome back to another episode of Snacks in the City.
Welcome back.
Snacks is back.
Hey. So we're drunk already.
We're already drunk. We are recording in Halloween spirits. And we've been doing some spooky stuff. This is just going to be a quickie. There's no tap through. We're going to go straight to how you doing and straight into the spooky stuff because we have some good stuff to talk about. So,
but we do want to say RIP Matthew Perry. Like, I have never, like, cheers. Those were bowls of mac and cheese. I mean, all celebrity deaths are sad, but this is the first one where I was like, oh my God.
This one for sure hit different.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Cory Monteith was really bad for me.
Really bad. I'm actually still not okay. Like, yeah. Like, you were watching Glee, what was that, Saturday morning? And I was like, when they showed him and Puck.
Mm-hmm.
Which is controversial, but, like, it's still sad that he's dead, you know? Like,
yeah.
I'm still not over those ones, and I feel like this is the first one in a long time. I mean, I feel like Tina Turner hit me pretty hard. She's very important to me. This was
a big one. And he's so young. It's just, you know.
This one honestly hit me harder than Tina.
And if you haven't read his memoir, you should. And in it, he says, when I die, like, nobody's gonna be surprised.
But we all were. Like, everyone is. And it's, like, it just, like, came very out of nowhere. Universal. You can tell, like, I think as much as it's what I was talking to my mom earlier, and now I'm having a lot of big feelings, to put it lightly, about a few different things, and so I was having some conversation with my mom earlier, and Matthew Perry, I was like, and Matthew Perry died, like, it just
adds,
factored, like, in. I was like, it's just, like, everything is crazy emotionally for me in the last couple days. And my mom was like, well, the thing about it is, like, that's usually how that happens, and that's how change happens. And so I don't feel better yet, because she just said this to me today, but she was saying, like, people who have, like, substance abuse or, like, really crazy trauma things that make them behave in a way that's, like, not really themselves, she was like, that's usually how it goes, and it's really upsetting. Yeah. Once they're always this very beautiful person, and they always do these really beautiful things, really happy things for other people, and they have this big, terrible, dark storm cloud. And once they start to get it together, you usually see this very untimely feeling passing, which is crazy because in the news right now, it's like Matthew Perry is really, like, the happiest he's ever been, the healthiest he's ever been. And he was, like, looking to start, like, a foundation to support other people on this, like, substance abuse journey. And now he passed. And it's, like, that's really upsetting. And she's like, but the thing about it is someone somewhere is going to see his passing as
a sign,
an opening. That's going to be the door opening, mm-hmm, to them starting their journey. Like, I really have to get better.
And that's what he wants. Like, in his book, he was like, yeah. I know I was Chandler on Friends. Everybody, like, I was the comedic relief for a lot of people, whatever. But I want people to know me because I'm telling this story, and I want people to be like, oh, he has it so much worse than I do, or, like, I have it so much, or I'm just like him. Like, I want people to just be okay.
Yeah. And you can tell the measure of a person, really. I feel like maybe this might be not the right thing to say, but I think that how people talk about you, to, mm-hmm, me, which,
yeah,
people might not agree, but I think how people talk about someone else really affects how I think of a person. Like,
yeah,
I can think that Justin Bieber is great, but if everyone everywhere is saying, like, negative things, then it's, like, maybe gonna give me pause, right? Like,
right.
I mean, terrible example because maybe not for Justin Bieber, but like Matthew Perry.
Everyone's so many nice
posts so far, like talking about him. Like people are. This is a really hard passing across the board. Like so many. Like the things people are saying about him are beautiful. Like. Right. You can tell, like, even through his struggles, through his substance abuse issues, whatever it might have been for him, like, he was just such a light to people.
Yeah.
And I think that's why it feels so heavy.
I know, like, but I'm glad I already listened to the book, because I could not listen to his voice right now.
Well, I've been having such a lump, because we just talked about it. I was like, oh, I'm going to listen to his memoir. And then the weekend, he passed. And I'm like, I can't. So crazy. I need a minute. I have a lump.
I know you do.
Because they kept playing it all day on TV. Like,
I know, and they keep, like, posting those sad things. But, well,
but like, RIP, we really lost a good one.
Yeah, we really did.
And, like, I didn't even care about Friends that much, but, like...
I did. I loved Friends.
I watched it all the time, but, like, I never would have considered myself, like, a super fan, but for sure, Chandler and Joey were my favorite part.
Totally.
Because I have a brain, you know?
So, RIP Matthew Perry.
Yeah.
I hope that people can...
Hug your friends.
Sympathize.
Check in.
Yeah. Check in with your friends.
Don't cut people off because they have a substance abuse issue. And I know that, like, that is usually what's easiest. But, like, check in on them because I was also
just... You can keep your distance and still check in.
Keep yourself safe and healthy. But, like, don't, you know?
Right.
And I just, that's what I'm feeling today. With that aside,
how you doing?
How was your Halloween weekend?
Oh, it was good. It was good. It was good. It was good. I had a really nice time. I couldn't get drunk on Halloween, but I definitely did the next night, which is unfortunate because I had to work the next day. So. Huh.
I got drunk all of the days. I was very much drunk the whole time. I had probably too much fun, some would say.
No. No one would say that.
I had a nice time.
Well, good. I'm glad for you.
Yeah, so, I don't care to indulge anymore.
Okay.
I had a really nice time.
That's good. All right, so we
let's get into
had
our
stuff. Life... What did she call it? Like, I don't know what she called it.
A crystal tarot...
Life reading.
No, energy reading is what she said to me. It was an energy...
So, I had to pick two crystals.
That's what I did, too. What did yours look like? She didn't tell me
the names. Purpley one.
Me, too.
And then I picked, like, a different one, too.
I picked an orange one.
I don't remember the second one. But either way, she told me that my crystals were heavy. And I carry the weight of the world on my shoulders. She didn't have anything good to say to me. She honestly did not.
Oh.
Yeah, no. It was bad.
Uh-oh.
She literally said to me, I don't mean to be rude, but it's very negative. Like, your aura, like, it's negative.
No.
Your heart chakra is way off balance. And I was like, I really thought it was... Like, doing, I thought I was having the time of my life. Like, I got a new job, new roommate, new apartment. She's like, no, yeah, Chicago's not the place for you.
That she was other like, lady
she
said
literally
that
said,
too, though.
You're living somebody else's life.
Oh.
Yeah. That is what she said.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And she also said that one of my friends is not my friends. And she said, whenever my name's brought up, in other circles, like my friends' circles, there's a lot of jealousy and negativity around my name. And I was like, okay.
Hmm.
So I gotta move. I gotta get my friends.
Well, I knew.
There's nothing in the cards for me currently in the love spectrum. She said it's coming up cold. So it's looking good. Like everything's going good for me right now. She said that I have already met my soulmate.
Whoa, what?
She said I met him already. And she was do you have one soulmate or multiple? I was like, I think you could have more than one.
I agree.
And she said, okay, I agree. But, like, I think you've met yours already. And there was, like, communication issues, trust issues. And I was like, okay. She was like, you should, like, revisit that. Like, just reach out to them. Be like, hey, I'm thinking of you. And I'm like...
Do you have an idea of who the said soulmate could be?
I feel like I've cut ties appropriately, so I don't think so.
Interesting.
Except for the one who got mad about the podcast, but he hasn't reached out, so I'm not gonna.
Well, what if it's him?
I don't think it is. I reached out a lot, and it was not reciprocal. I'm not gonna be an idiot.
But... 100% I support that. We do not support idiot behavior, and I would never encourage you to do something that felt stupid. But, playing slightly devil's advocate here, the only thought I do have in that direction of said man is I do think the last time you reached out, he was going through a very big emotional loss. And he was kinder and more receptive than he has been.
No, he wasn't.
A little. Compared to the other time. And I'm not saying it's him. I'm just saying, you never know. Mm-hmm. Maybe. No door is ever fully closed unless, like, your soul is, like, it's right, closed. Yeah. And so I feel like that's not... To me, how we talked about it, it doesn't feel like that's, like, a locked closed door. But also,
she also said, I suffer in love. She said, easy to find it, hard to keep it. She basically alluded to that it's my fault, but like,
interesting.
She said, fear is holding me back from
achieving
my full potential.
Career-wise or love-wise? Or like, in life?
Life.
Okay. I don't 100% disagree.
She said I'm too comfortable. If she saw my bank account, she wouldn't think that.
I think... So it feels like it really doesn't fit, but also does all at the same time, you know?
I know. I agree.
Like, something about it feels very accurate, but very wrong.
Yeah.
And then, that doesn't...
I agree, but I don't know how to...
Because, like, I'm thinking in terms of love, right? Like, I would say you are very comfortable in, like, what you do and don't. Like, I think you are very comfortable in boundaries. And maybe that's, like, to a fault. Like, you're... to set in your boundaries to a fault is maybe what she meant. Because I think you're very like the box theory. You're very good at this man is in this box and we're operating out of this box. Like, I'm fucking you. We do not need to entertain in anything else. I'm dating you. I have feelings for you. We're entertaining that. If you don't want to be my boyfriend, bye. Like, I think maybe that could be it. Like, you're just like too, like, maybe you need to be more flexible in the like, all right, well, we're just talking and hooking up for now.
Well,
but,
that's what I tried, and then...
But I feel like once you start doing that, that's when that doesn't serve you.
Right.
But I also feel like, I mean, not a psychic. A therapist told me that. She was like, you're too set in your boundaries of, like, you're too open. Like, you think everyone might be your soulmate. He might be your husband, and so you're just too open. Like, you gotta get some boundaries. Mm-hmm. But also, no, I feel like I have boundaries and, like, I'm too set in them. Because, like, I feel like the boundaries...
You've been out with me for too long.
Well, I think the boundaries are what makes me not... I'm also just, like, not really in the market for a boyfriend. So, like, I don't really care. But, like, I'm thinking in terms of this. Like, maybe our boundaries are too...
Yeah.
Too stern. Like...
And I told her,
maybe you're missing out on a love.
She was like, she said, my spirit needs work. And I was feeling good.
That's interesting, because I have been feeling like your spirit feels the lightest it has to me. Like, which, I mean,
when she said my heart chakra was off balance.
For sure, like your heart chakra being blocked does not shock me.
And then when she said that all my friends gossip about me.
She said all of?
She said there's a lot of jealousy and negativity around my name.
I will say, I probably do contribute to the jealousy, because I'm very jealous of you all day, every day.
Why?
Are you kidding? You're the skinniest, cutest, coolest girl I know. Okay. That's not what it looks like when I lift my shirt up, so that doesn't make me feel bad. Like, even you doing that makes me feel jealous. Like,
oh, my God.
Because if I lift my shirt up, and if we're playing that game...
Your stomach is...
No.
Incredible. You don't have rolls like this.
That you can see. Who just texted you?
You know.
Heart chakra's blocked my ass.
No,
that man's actually going to try to get up in your ass. I will
literally rip your heart to
shreds. What if that's your soulmate?
My dad would be so mad. Yeah. Okay. All right. Anyway, back to you. What'd you say to you?
Wait,
let me just make sure.
Did she flip a lot of cards? Like, was there a lot of cards? Yeah. Okay. She flipped a lot of cards.
Oh.
And she was doing a lot of,
And I was like, what?
Girl. She didn't
do that to me. She was.
No, as she was flipping. When I picked a crystal, she was like, pick two crystals. And I picked two, and she was like, Then she started flipping cards. And the whole time, before she said anything, I swear to you, there was, I'm not exaggerating, a full 2 minutes. Okay? Mind you, 2 minutes. We are not speaking. There's no conversation. It's just her flipping cards going, I was like this.
What does that mean?
Share with the class, bitch. What's going on? First of all, you're not going to be shocked at the first half of this reading, because every fucking bitch says this. I have the same energy all the time, I think. So first of all, I picked the two. She said my crystals were heavy. She said that I overthink, that I have a lot of stress and anxiety, and that, like, she can feel, per my choice in crystals and how heavy they feel, that I have a really big heart, and I just think to my own detriment. And I was like, facts. My therapist and also every other psychic / tarot lady ever, they all say the same thing. Every time I've ever had a reading or a therapy session, everyone's like, oh, you have such a big heart. You could see the good in a turd. Literally. I'm like, well, it's not everybody's cup of tea, but it's cute. Great tones. Something. Like, I can find the good in literally a roadkill. And that's actually what she said. And I was like, yeah, that's why I actually stopped eating meat, because I don't give a fuck, actually, about most animals. Like, if it's not something I'm interested in as a pet. But then I just, like, was thinking about it too much one day, and I just, like, never really went back to eating meat ever again. And she was like, that doesn't shock me. And I was like, yeah, I'm sorry. And she was like, why are you apologizing? Why do you do that? Okay. Then she told me that she was like, also, I'm flipping all these cards over here. You're very intuitive, and you have gifts like I do. And you don't like to tell people you do, but you do. And I was like, huh? And she was like, don't huh, you know. She said, I have the gift of confirmation, the gift of, like, information in dreams. And I was like, okay, yeah, you're so right. Because I tell everyone I have a psychic bone. Her name's Petunia. Because sometimes I just know stuff, and I don't really know how I know. But when I know, I know. And I have not ever in life since freshman year of high school, when, like, I feel like Petunia told me something, I have yet to be wrong. And she was like, yeah, no, it's called the gift of confirmation. She said my third eye is there, but it's closed. And so she told me if I want to come in for a cleansing and a lesson, I can. And she was like, but also, I'm never going to try to, like, sell you on something. Like, you can just...
She told me that, too.
She was like, I'll never sell you on something. You can just buy sage, cleanse yourself, watch some YouTube videos. It's free.
She if you care to go.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm burping. Need a chakra balancing.
She was like, if you care to go down that journey and you want help, text me. I'll answer any question. I won't charge you. I'll answer any question. And I was like, well, okay. Because she was like,
that's why I knew she was legit. Because I was like, usually, I told her, I was like, usually when I get like my cards read, I'm like, they just say the most generic stuff that anybody could.
Yeah. No, she was like, she, because even before she was, actually, I skipped a part. When I was picking crystals, she told me to pick two. And I picked the one, and she said, I knew you were going to pick that. And then I was like looking at all the other ones, and I was like, okay, let me see if I can throw her off. And before I even moved my hands from the first crystal I picked, she goes, don't pick something to try to throw me off. Pick the one that drew you.
Yeah,
because I had
good.
Because I already picked one. In my mind, I was like, all right, I'm going to pick that one and that one. And when I picked that first one, she said, oh, I knew you were going to pick that. I was like, okay, watch this. And she was like, don't pick something to try to throw me off. Pick the one that drew you. And she's like, I don't know which one it was. Pick the one. I was like, what?
She was good.
And like the face I made on her, she was like,
Ace of Wands.
Ace of Wands. She was Valerie. She's great. But then I picked the other crystal and she was like, that was the right one. And I was like, you're good. And then she was like, you have a gift like I do. And I was like, I don't really like, and she was telling me all the things, because I don't like to, like, say that, because it's weird, and also I don't know anything, and she was like, your third eye, and I was like, I don't really even know what that is, and she was like, God, just go on YouTube, and if you have any questions, just text me. Also, we live 5 minutes away, so. Yeah, she was like,
you can text me anytime.
She was like, you can stop in anytime, like, just text me, and she was like, I won't charge you, like, I'll just tell you, like, if you need a, you know, course of where to go. She told me someone from my past, a lover, is going to come back into my life with an apology. She said to accept the apology, but not that person. She was like, she said, because the card was the Fool. I'm sure you can guess who it is. He's going to want to apologize and be my friend.
I think there's a lot that it could be.
Well, this one also came with the Queen of Coins card. Very tied to each other. And she said that the door is very closed. I do not need to allow this person back into my life. She said, I need to entertain the conversation. So I'm not a big blocker, but I do have, she said there's someone on my block list. Like I've closed the door to communication. She said that I should open the door to communication because then they'll come back to me with an apology. Because that's a conversation we need to have, an apology I need to accept, but I don't need to allow that person, like, there's no reason to entertain a rekindle or a friendship, like, just let it be, but, like, the conversation will be very cleansing for both of us, but, like, I need to, like, she said it's gonna be up to me to hold the boundary, like, he's gonna be like, oh, let's just be friends, but then she was like, he's gonna bring a dark cloud on your life. Don't allow it back in your space. She also told me that a serious relationship is not on the horizon anytime soon. And she,
well, hey, me either.
She also told me, this one is really good for both of us. She said that something that I'm very passionate about, something that I'm putting the work in, she said she's like, I see a large sum of money. I see a large, like, amount of a success, fame, like, attention. She was like, I can just see all of these like big, like sparkly things for you, and it does not come easy. She said you have to continue to work, continue to put in the effort, like it's not going to come to you easily, but once, she said, there's going to be one something. She was like, I don't know what, you just have to keep working it. She was like, again, you have the gift of confirmation, like you know what it is. She's like, you have some sort of creative endeavor. Keep working at it like you are. Something somewhere is going to stick. It's going to hit and it's going to accelerate so quickly. But like, you cannot be lazy. All right,
cool.
She also told me she doesn't think that working at Bloomingdale's, she was like, it seems like a fun path for you, but it's not, that's not your long term. So don't ever settle in that. Like working in retail sales is just like not what I'm supposed to do long term. And I was like, oh, literally, duh. It's just fun, and I'm good at it, and it's extra money. And she's like, okay, good. I'm glad that you feel that, too, because that's in the cards. It's like, it's not.
She told me I should open my own business and be my own boss. And I was like, that's crazy. She was like, you don't want people to tell you what to do. And I was like, that's crazy, because I think
ours go a little hand in hand, because like we are working very hard at this to like make it a cool fun thing,
and we tell each other, like I'll be like,
and I think that we both need that.
Yeah, like you are the idea maker and I'm the schedule setter.
I think, yeah, like our two personality sets of like I'm very like passionate in the like ideas of it all, the things, and like you're the like, okay, the logistics, like how do we make this happen, how do we, because yeah. I can idea all day, but if I'm not gonna do shit unless you tell me on this day we're recording this episode and on this day we're doing this, like I think that works well. But she said something somewhere like one is gonna hit, it's gonna stick, and it's gonna accelerate very quickly. And that's that other, we got a tarot reading at the bar randomly the other night. She said the same thing: lean into your creative endeavors and it will reward you. And so I'm really excited about that. But she did tell me not to get a boyfriend, which she also told me I need to stop overthinking and like not let fear be the thing that's driving me, which did help me for exactly 24 hours. And then today was happening and I was talking to every man on earth, and I'm right back to overthinking and feeling crazy. So, there's that.
It's hard not to overthink. But, you know what? Now we know.
Yeah.
Love is not in the cards for us at the current time.
Well, she told me.
Because we gotta get rich and famous first.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's basically.
She did tell me, she was like, someone.
I have to move.
Well, I could entertain moving.
I was like, well, now I can't until our lease is up, but like maybe now in the summer, maybe we'll move to Nashville.
Maybe, yeah. I would love to try that out.
But I 10 out of 10 recommend her. I'm going to go back because I need a chakra cleansing, clearly.
I think that, I don't know that I need a chakra cleansing. But I don't, because I was telling her, I don't really know much about the third eye. Because she said, like, she didn't say I have any blocked chakras. She said my third eye is closed. And she said, if I am interested, I can do it. She was like, you can do it yourself. You just have to do a little manifesting, a little, like, meditation. And, like, sage just, like, needs to be burning. Because she was like, because she did say also, she was like, the other thing about it, she was like, something around your third eye is heavy. And she was going to, this is actually why I will always recommend Ace of Wands to anyone. She was very honest. She was like, people who tell you absolutes, that's not real. Because like everything is very energy based. It's not, there's no absolutes in energy. Because that can ebb and flow from minute to minute. She's like, I don't know what, but something around your third eye is heavy. And she was like, it feels almost like malintent. Or jealousy, like your doubt in your intuitive power is because someone somewhere is telling you it's not real. And so she was like, you need to do a cleansing, because it might be you just like don't all the way believe in it. You don't all the way believe in your actual knowledge. But it also could be someone putting like evil eye on you, like bad energy, like someone somewhere being like, she was like, if you're vocal about it, like, and she was like, because I was telling, she was like, do you feel like you have a lot of friends or like a lot of people who pay attention to you? And I was like, I don't know that I would use the word a lot, but like, I don't have a small friend group, and I have a podcast and I have a lot of like followers on Instagram and things. Like, there's a lot of people who, like, I'm using air quotes, pay attention to me, even if it's not like attention. There's a lot of people who could see me say something. And she was like, yeah, so someone somewhere could be like, oh, that's not real. And just, like, putting that energy at you. And, like, even if you're not, like, actively receptive to it, that could be leading into your doubt of, like, why it's closed. So, there's that. But I'm just so glad somebody, that's the, third or fourth psychic now that's been acknowledging Petunia.
So then you need to acknowledge her more.
Oh, I love Petunia. Honestly, I wish I was telling Petunia earlier. Girl, stop being lazy. Tell me which one. Because Valerie told me I don't need to be focusing on any certain man right now. Like, a serious relationship is not in the cards right this second. But I would love if Petunia could at least tell me, like, which one's going to be the most fun in this second. Like, I'm feeling very abundant in, air quotes, love. The love sector.
That's good.
I just wish she would tell me, like, who should be in first place, you know?
Yeah.
She hasn't told me shit, and so I've been a crazy person for the last 3 days.
Well, that's okay. Everybody's crazy. It's spooky season.
Your feet are really red.
Yeah, they're hot. So, highly recommend Ace of Wands on Clybourne.
Yeah, she's really cool. She's really good. She has a lot of different services. The thing we did, I feel like she pulled a lot of cards. Like, we talked for a long time, and she's very, like, do you have any questions? And she's not a, like, a gimmicky tarot girl.
Nothing was hokey in there. And usually I'm like, fuck this bitch.
Yeah, everything was very, like...
And I told her that.
She was very, like, do you know who this might be about? Because blah, 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 blah. Do you know who this might be about because blah, 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 blah. Do you feel X, Y, Z? Do you have any questions? Like, and it was not rushed at all, and it was only $60. Like, I feel like some people, I feel
mine
like.
Mine was like, I didn't have any questions to ask her, so mine was really short, because I was like, well, what about this? What about this? She was like, I asked her about, like, love and the kids, and she was like, well, it's coming up cold. Nothing's set in stone right now. So I was like, well, I don't know what else to ask. But, like, you could stay there for hours asking her questions, and she would have answered.
She would have. I was there for a while. Because I, like, everything she was saying, I was like, well, wait. Because I think I'm in a season of, I don't know. I just want to be really open to what, like, I spent the last 6 years or so, in more than 6 years, honestly, very either, like, tied to a certain man or sad about a certain man or recovering from a certain, you know, I just have spent, it's been a long time of, like, mess. And so I feel like I'm very open to, like, I want to do the thing that's cool and fun and good for me. And so I feel like everything she was saying, I had a lot of questions, and she still only charged me the $60. We talked for a really long time. She's like, do you have any questions? And I was like, yeah, actually, you said this card. You said this. That's, I want to tell me more about that.
But tell also, me. It's usually $65. We got $5 off because she canceled the first time.
Yeah, she had to reschedule. So I think it's good for, I mean, she offers other things too, which I'm sure are other price points, but definitely look into it.
She seems so legit.
And she's so nice.
But you have to, like, believe in it at least a little. Like, I'm skeptical too, but I'm like, I still like this kind of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, we do it every October. It just has a fun, spooky season activity. And, oh, also, we have an offer. Somebody DM'd us earlier on Instagram and was like, oh my god, you guys are tarot girlies? You have to come get a reading. So maybe we'll do another one and see. But I think it all feels legit so far, because we got two readings in 1 week, and I feel like they were pretty
similar. They coincided, similar. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, you know what? Go get it. Go to Ace of Wands or go to
Jewels. Yeah, King of Cups. Her name is Jewels. And she, I don't know how often she's there, so just, I'll look in. Actually, what we'll do is, I don't know how often she's at King of Cups, but what we'll do is when the episode goes live, we'll just, like, tag her on Instagram, because we did follow her. So we'll just tag her Instagram. You can reach out to her directly and see, like, how, sorry, I kicked you. See how you can do a booking. And then if we can tag Valerie from Ace of Wands, we'll do that too.
Yes.
I also feel like it is not in line with the episode, but I will say the wine bar at Mariana's is high on my recommendation list also, because I'm feeling saucy.
And you can follow us on Instagram at _ snacks in the city. You can follow us on YouTube, Snacks in the City, Snacks the Next, always. You can follow us on TikTok, snacks_ in the city. Is that it?
TikTok.
What?
Did you say the TikTok?
Oh, the TikTok is Snacks in the City.
Yours is?
Mine is AngelPuppies19. My Instagram is Maddie Grissetto. Brie is Brianna_Irene everywhere.
And with that,
snacks out. Oh, that was your line? Wow, we switched.